This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So has anyone out there heard of Project 2025? You can clap if you've heard of it. Good. See, our audience is very advanced. They read, they know. But a lot of people don't know about it, so I'm here to tell you what it is. It's a far-right plan for destroying democracy that Trump's team wants to implement on day one. Let me count the ways. They want to ban abortion, starve school children, eliminating breakfast and lunch for school kids. They want to have mass deportations of immigrants. They want to gut health care. This is all just for starters.
Well, I know it's like the rudest thing I could do on my first day back from vacation to be like, hey, friends, let's listen to some Joy Behar. Listen to all the scary things that are going to happen if Donald Trump gets elected. And the scariest words that you can say to a liberal right now, Project 2025. They don't even know what's in it. But they listen to Joy Behar's drivel like this, and then they just repeat and wash and rinse and repeat once again. Somebody who knows a little bit about fear and courage, my friend Tammy Bruce, back on the Annie Fry Show. Tammy, thank you for being my first guest back from vacation. Wow, what a few weeks.
Well, I hope you had a great time. You didn't miss much, so you didn't have to catch up.
Nothing to catch up on.
And thank you for having me. Yeah, that's a perfect example. And we know this is going to happen. And it's all that they do. It is. And it's the use of fear. It's what my new book's about, to control society. And what you do is you threaten people with this idea that existential threats are coming, and then it shuts down the logical and reasoned mind, and you begin to just, you know, allow others to either take control of your actions or you retreat completely. And what you played there is a perfect example of it.
Yeah, you know, I think about listening to anything that comes from The View, and that's really all that they trade in, is this idea of fear that they are going to scare you. And there's such a repetitive nature to it that comes from the leftist agenda-driven media that they repeat the same thing. So the more you hear it, the more you believe it to be true. When in reality, if you listen to Donald Trump speaking on himself, he has really pushed Project 2025 away as not his thing. Maybe he'll pick some stuff from it. But what is it about Project 2025? Why consolidate all of this fear into a couple of words, Project 2025? Like, why did the left do that?
Yeah, it's a trigger. I mean, these are this is an ancient technique. It's like any kind of brainwashing, any kind of cultic training. You reduce things down, you repeat them, and then it's a trigger word. And then you stop thinking at all about the details of even that. And all it means is, again, and of course, the toning things down after the attempted assassination of President Trump lasted for about 18 hours. That's about it. But this is a perfect dynamic for them. And if it didn't exist, they would make it up. So it's almost doesn't matter what we do. And so, you know, for the book, and we know this is going to ramp up, right? If the use of fear is a favorite technique, because they know that they're selling something no one wants. And their only hope is for people to retreat. And so it's almost very much like a domestic violence writ large, that every message, not just to their own base, but to their own base and to everyone else, is that, you know, global warming, you're the fault of that. Your breathing is the issue. The straws you use is the issue. On the issue of you know, the nature of even the food we eat has to change. And now you can be fired if you misgender someone. And now we're even into forced speech, where you've got every, like, forum has, like, what are your pronouns? And I usually put your majesty, but that's not what they want to have. And so it's forced speech through silence, that if you don't fill out that category, you are not complying. And they can know that by either forced silence, and what it reveals by you not saying the words you're supposed to say. And of course, there are punishments. You might lose your job. You might get attacked on Twitter. You will be called names. You might be condemned as a transphobe if you don't want men, you know, involved in women's sports. You know, there's a price to pay if you do not conform. And for me, as we were looking at this, this idea came to me pre-COVID. COVID's the best example of, mm-hmm. of this technique. But it really started with political correctness first, where the, you begin to change the notion with of people that they can, that there's like rules that you're breaking when you speak. And the rules keep changing. And so you're never sure about what you can do. And of course, then we move into something like, you know, cancel culture, which begins to apply punishments to those who don't behave. And I think that for the next several months, the assassination attempt on President Trump was, I think, inevitable because of the rhetoric used that is terrifying. Look, it's terrifying to think you've got a Russian spy who's going to end the country as yeah. we know it. And it, you know, it's pretty scary. And people are going to act on that. We saw it with Justice Kavanaugh, the way he was, you know, viciously ripped apart, led by Kamala Harris when she was in the Senate. And of course, that was an attempted assassination that was stopped, fortunately. But it's inevitable. And then for the next several months, people, what I want people to be aware of is that none of this is natural. None of it is normal. It is not organic. It's also not inevitable. It relies on us agreeing to react to it in fear or to comply, but to abandon our own, let's say, sense of decency and morality in the process. They want, and if you can't and refuse to conform, they want you to shrink away and never be seen again. And some people make that choice as well. So my book is meant to, you know, at least bring light to that, the history of it. It's an ancient technique. And I also give people some ideas on how to overcome it with pacts at the end of the book. Pacts we make with ourselves so that we can get through what's coming ahead.
Oh, I love it. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce right now. You know her on Fox News as a Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, also a best-selling author. I've got the book in my hand right now, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. I'm about a third of the way through this book at this point. And what you just said there is so important because anybody can identify and complain about a problem. The question is are there solutions to the problem? Can you fix the problem? Can you solve the problem? And you've done this here. And what you're articulating is that in order for the left to succeed at their ability to mind control, to own vocabulary and punish people accordingly, we have to be willing participants in it. And the good news here is that we don't have to be those willing participants.
We don't. And each of us, though, right, we have to pick our battles because some people will get fired if they misgender someone. So you don't want to go out there and challenge that environment or getting kicked out of school. So each of us is in a different position, but much of the work that can be done is private and very personal. Like my first pact is very simple, is we have to stop allowing strangers to control what we think of ourselves. Oof. So that if somebody calls you, as an example, I recommend if somebody calls you a bigot or a racist, you should treat it the same as if someone called you a cocker spaniel. You're not going to immediately look at your butt to find the tail, right? This is the simplicity of what that is. And it comes down to, you know, re-embracing our own values, not being afraid of what you stand for. Know that you're not a bad person because somebody thinks because you might be white and a Christian, maybe you're pro-life, that you're somehow a white supremacist bigot. That's a lie. You're being told lies. And, you know, there's a reason the mind is fragile, right? And yeah. It's a technique. This is not just random. And so we can be impacted by it. We all can be. And it's a matter of decision making that makes the difference. But in the book, you know, we've got the history. I think once people know that, wait a minute, none of this is normal and I don't have to adapt, you can get the fear off of your shoulders. It's remarkable when that goes. Mm. You know, fear itself is a gift, but it's meant to be transitory so that you can deal with issues. The left makes it chronic, and that leads to mass anxiety.
Yes.
And it leads to a retreat from life. And that is what the left loves, is the destruction of the future, the destruction of life. And then they have all the power they want because people are too afraid to say no. We have a great opportunity, though, I think, coming up in November to reject this once and for all.
Amen. Tammy Bruce with us right now. I want to give you the opportunity to, before we let you go, to talk about your walk to this ideal, this thought process, because you're not a cradle-to-grave conservative. This is not something, you know, I consider myself to be a Rush baby. I grew up in a house where the kitchen radio had on Rush Limbaugh. You have been on the other side. You have been on the left. So you've seen these things in practice.
You know, I have. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was, for me, you know, everybody who's on the left, it kind of lands there because of some damage. And I was part of that as well, in the sense of wanting to probably, in some way, save my mother and then save my first girlfriend who had killed herself, and the issue of violence against women, and the nature of me wanting to make things more fair. And so, you know, when you get people who are generally damaged, they're going to ask fewer questions. They just want to act. They want to, you know, they're moving on something personal in that regard. For me, I also wanted to succeed in making women's lives better and kind of, you know, having the feminist movement work itself out of being necessary. Well, that, of course, I was disabused of that notion right away and found that it was really a machine. It was a machine for money and profit, and was told that we couldn't really solve all the problems, if any, because then we wouldn't be here when we would be needed again. Mm. And it helped me, and I was in psychotherapy for a number of years. Went on talk radio in Los Angeles, speaking of Rush Limbaugh, the station. I was the token liberal, and it was Rush Limbaugh station. And I tell a story about Rush in the book because he changed my life. A conversation just over a few hours in one day made a huge difference in my life. So it really is about being, and the left doesn't want people to talk to people who don't think like them. They don't want you to learn about other ideas or find out, as I did, that they lie about what conservatives are about and they lie about the country, et cetera. So for me, that was the trajectory, and I'm glad I was able to do it. But it takes, look, I lost a lot of friends. My life changed, and a lot happens to you.
Right.
But we can all decide what in our own lives, you know, what we need to do and if it's worth it. But it's the very most personal thing we all can do, because it is private. It's about our own sense of self, not being ashamed of who we are, not letting politicians or even family who are not like us try to make us feel bad or to reject our own values. The moment we're able to reject that, we're on much better footing.
Oh, I love all of it, and I am a third of the way through this book, and I cannot wait to finish it. And to your point, the essence of the power of the left and their ability to mind control relies completely on our silence. And this book is a wonderful way to show you where the courage can come from, and it's inside of you already. Tammy Bruce, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm holding your book up right now, encouraging everyone to get it. It's called
Fear
Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Hope to have you come back soon and talk more about the weaponization of fear so that we can push
back. Would love to. Yeah, there's going to be a lot to talk about. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate you having me.
Yep. Thank you so much. Tammy Bruce, everybody. Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, and bestselling author. Check out the book, Fear Itself, I'm reading it. It's wonderful. It's informative. And sometimes this is how I have felt so far reading this book, that you ever have these thoughts and they're kind of rolling around in your head, or maybe they jump in and out at any given time. And then somebody puts all of those thoughts into a consistent, coherent, larger message. And you're like, yes, that. So far, that's exactly what this book has been for me. So thank you, Tammy Bruce, for coming on with us and talking to us about her book. It's so important to this moment in time right now. Quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins in studio. I haven't talked to him yet since I've been back. How did he do? Was he okay? Did he behave himself, Brad?
I mean, he behaved himself when I was here.
Oh, what? Okay.
I don't know what he did the other...
Would you consider how he behaves on the show when I'm here behaving himself?
No.
Was he better?
He was actually more well-behaved than whenever you're here.
So it's me. I'm the problem.
Well,
he paid you to say
that. I think
that.
He just finds it fun.
All right, well, he'll be in studio here when we come back. Can't wait to see him and talk to him. So stick around. We'll be right back with Wiggins America in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.